Blog Talk Radio. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Neuro-Linguistic Psychic Hour. Today, we are talking about achieving self-mastery. Hopefully, we'll get to our topic today and taking your calls for readings. And we have several of you in the queue. So we're going to be getting to your calls momentarily. But first, we invite you to follow us on Facebook, on Blog Talk Radio, and Twitter. 914-338-0164 is the call-in number. Please press 1. I'm getting tongue-tied. Please press 1 to speak with us. And the number for further conversation, 562-596-7818. Okay, let's bring on some callers. 856, it's Gwendolyn, I believe. Am I right?
Yes. Oh, hey, guys. How are you?
Fine,
how
thanks.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Look, I'm still going through this nonsense, and I'm going to just cut. Like, this is insane. I understand that there's this process that is taking place right now.
Sorry. Go ahead. I'm just giving you your...
Like, there's just another holdup, and, you know, I'm throwing my hand up with this whole process. Now, the good thing, I'm going to look at the opportunity it's presenting to me. It's the feeling that I get, like, good, let's meet with the judge. I have to wait till Tuesday at 2:30. We're going to go meet with the judge and then get this ball rolling. Like, I'm done here. Anything short of anybody trying to think they're going to penetrate any of my civil rights is not going to happen. And I've proven everything I've always said. I don't know. Dude's 31,000 into the IRS willingly, and this is what bitter cost. And that's pretty ugly looking forward for my kids. While I kept telling everybody that the children's future and well-being is at stake, everyone kept running around with deaf ears and blind eyes and ignoring the elephant in the room. I'm the only one walking around with a ladder, shining a light on it. It's frustrating. I need some kind of help, guidance here. I'm going to go the distance. I'm not coming short of it.
So what's the holdup specifically?
Oh, now he got to go get a lawyer under a 5-day rule, which is what my attorney missed. She should have sent those papers to him for review within 5 days. He comes up with money for a lawyer, starts floating in some demanded paperwork that's been going on for, 2 years now. And, yeah, everything I tell you is true. Look at all the money he had. He purposely did that to me. Anybody think it's ridiculous?
What is he held up in? I guess the question is specifically is it the custody? Is it money or both?
Oh, it's absolutely both. There's a lot of deceit that's been going on there. It's blatant in the paperwork he's provided so far, and we're not even, maybe a tenth of the way into it. It's ugly. It's really an ugly picture. And look, I've about had it. I'm going to go till Tuesday, but. I need some guidance here. I feel like I'm on it, and I'm going the distance. I've been going the distance. He's a little late to the race, but...
Well, did you take the last advice of talking to your attorney and getting compensation? Was that...
I can't even address it yet. I can't even do that yet because I need the focus to be on what is happening right now, affecting right now, and what we need to do to bring this to resolution and closure. It's ridiculous. So, her and I have our day. It's just not today. It's not a good idea.
And she's not providing you the representation that you need, obviously, because she's somehow allowing I don't know, whatever.
Right.
Is there time to block this?
Look, apparently, I would have done everything to block it, but
no,
I can't do everybody else's job. I can't.
No, that wasn't the question. It's the attorney. Could the attorney have done something that would have prevented your ex from getting this attorney and delaying the process and all that? Is it something she did wrong?
Well, it should have just been dealt with before this, if this was going to occur, which apparently is the game plan here. But even in that, I can't even look at that anymore. Is there a resolution coming to this after Tuesday? Because, I'm about out. I have a life to live, and I'm done with this nonsense. Either way, the truth comes out in the end. The picture's there, and it's ugly, and there are no winners. So,
right.
I don't get it here. But
it's important that we ascertain what fault the attorney is having in furthering the process for you to be reunited with your children. And if she's not doing a good job, maybe you need another attorney. That's all we're trying to figure out. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what's coming right now. I have to stay in the moment, but I know, I don't know. I get a feeling this is too late in the game to be pulling. I just have to stay focused and stay balanced. I mean,
the thing is about this, it's Tuesday the 8th, correct? 1-8-2019 is your meeting.
It may be.
Well, do you
That's
have a date?
Possible.
You said it was Tuesday. You said you were meeting the judge at 2:30 on Tuesday.
Tuesday at 2:30.
Tuesday is the 8th. It's significant because it's part of your karmic code. I mean, that date is a 21-3, which is your inverted 12 in your karmic reduction of 39.
Okay.
Remember. So that's significant. I mean, how it's
going
to pan out.
What do you hope to accomplish on that thing?
I want resolution to spend time with my son to recover the funds that apparently are still sitting. There are funds left over in the pension. So, yes, that money's there. Give me my money. And I'm hoping I can move on with my life. If nobody minds, I really do want to make the best of these last years, whatever. But, I don't have time for everybody. I got to keep on keeping on one way or the other here. It's going to end.
Gwendolyn, did your attorney say that date you could possibly reach that
resolution?
Well, that's what it's for, is to bring resolution to this, yes. That's the only reason we're showing up, because
now the
boy wants to put his hand up.
Well, I think the judge will not waste your time and get to and resolve the issue. The only problem is the opposing counsel is going to bring up their issues, but if they don't stand legitimately and it's just there's no basis for it, I think you're going to have a successful conclusion, at least on that day, because you're looking at the immediacy of time, not the way out in the future. So what we're focusing on is the immediacy of Tuesday. We're expecting it to be resolved in your favor. The judge isn't going to let this linger on. Your attorney will be specific and direct in what needs to be done so it doesn't waste time's court. She will overrule any opposing counsel's rhetoric for this, stating that it's just prolonging the issue and going nowhere and wasting everyone's time and money. And the judge, the judge will say you're absolutely right and get this thing resolved for you on Tuesday, at least for that step, so you don't feel so overwhelmed about everything else going on. I hear what you're saying. You need to be specific for the time right now. That's where you need to be to get your head clear and feel stable.
Right.
I'm going to put out energy on Tuesday that it's going to be resolved. The judge will see it. What Kristen and I need to do is to get your attorney to be very focused and have it and take charge of the situation so that the opposing counsel and your ex doesn't aggravate this any further than it needs to be.
So just real quick, Gwendolyn, what is the resolution that you are desiring, who has primary physical custody of the kids once this is solved in your best scenario of resolution?
He's only awarded temporary, and he was denied previously to trying to obtain the custody status. It still remains under temporary. So there's only one way I'm shooting for in this, and that's going to be for the best interest of me and my son to move on with our lives together. Like, there's just no other option. He's destroyed so much. The future for my second child, who's supposed to be graduating this year, looks really bleak financially. He really accomplished all that. Good for him. I got to concentrate on these other things that really matter every day, all day, for the rest of their life. I don't have time for this anymore.
But you still got to answer the question, because we're in terms of our work.
I want my parenting time back, right? They don't have custody. He doesn't. Huh? It's temporary. I want custody back.
I understand you want custody back, but if what was supposed to be, when you called us and you were very happy, you said everything. I'm getting my children back. I'm getting the money that's due to me. He you know, ignored all these orders and now is paying. And so I'm getting everything I want. What was supposed to be resolved? Was it a final ruling on a custody arrangement? And if so, what was it?
Not final ruling on custody. It was to regain parenting time with my kids for now. Disrupting them totally entirely is not even realistic. You can't do that to children.
Well, I understand that, but we just need to know for our energy work what you're desiring, and if it's visitation. If it's visitation?
Yes, right now is the regain parenting time so that we can begin a transition and heal. It's no good to be yanking either child right now. It's ugly. It needs to be resolved. I want parenting time, and I want all my money. That's it for now.
Okay,
I have to think about these kids. They're in the middle of school year.
That's what we'll focus on.
Before it got disrupted. And your attorney didn't send in the proper paperwork. So hopefully that's going to be resolved and we'll be right back on track, Gwendolyn, because of the error your attorney made has prompted this further court
delay.
And now he's done the work and everything will be back in order. So you're frustrated because of an error on your attorney's part. But now hopefully that's been resolved, and now you have to go to the steps and have a court date and make sure everything now is done right, because the courts want to see everything done right. So what works?
Yeah, that's a lot.
And how much visitation will you be getting? How many days a week do you get your kids if this turns out in your favor?
Every weekend and Tuesday nights from now until the time school ends. Like, I miss them. We have a lot to regain, and even that, okay, will be what it's going to be. But, for now.
Okay. So we're going to focus on that, Gwendolyn. You let us know how it goes on Tuesday.
Yeah.
And we'll put out energy to get this thing resolved. But we recognize that there's an attorney error, paper wasn't done, and now hopefully it's going to be corrected on that date. So that's what we're going to aim for, okay?
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Have a good one, guys.
And just keep composed. Don't freak out. You know, just take a deep breath.
Yeah,
be centered.
Especially in that she hung up.
Okay.
She already hung up. Ah, okay. All right. 559. Good morning. Afternoon, maybe, where you are. Who's this? What's your name? 559, you're on the air.
Yes, hi. This is Marissa.
Marissa, yes, you called before. Uh-huh.
Hi.
Oh, okay. I don't remember. Well, there's a situation with this guy that I've been in love with since 2001, and he keeps playing with my mind. You know, he contacts me when he wants to, and when I try to contact him, he doesn't respond. And I'm just wondering, you know, what is this relationship? I feel like it's a twin flame, and he hangs on to something that, you know, he feels about me, but I don't understand, you know, what the future holds for us, if anything.
What are your, what's your birth date, Marissa? And what's 11-21-78. And what's his birth date?
June 2nd, 1979.
Okay.
Yes.
2, 3, 5, 15, 30 equals 3. And he is 6, 7, 8, 18, and 16.
Seven.
He's a 7.
He contacted me on New Year's Eve, you know, saying Happy New Year's, and then he doesn't respond to my calls, you know, after, you know,
yeah,
the 31st. So I'm wondering, why did he play around with my heart, you know?
Well, I mean, there's definitely a karmic connection between the two of you.
That's how I see it.
Yeah, I mean, a twin flame, that's a different, I mean, you can call it what you want it. I would not categorize this as a twin flame relationship or a twin soul relationship. But I mean, definitely karmic connection. How long have you two been involved?
Just
once.
2001. Twice, actually. I'm sorry, twice.
But you've been involved since 2001?
No, it's just been like nonchalant, like calls, because he lives 1,000 miles away. So he'll call me when he wants, like, you know, every like 3 months or so.
Well, you said you've known him since 2001.
Yes, since we were in the military, then we went through basic training, and then we had different stations, then we were connected like 3 years ago, and I went over to, I drove 1,000 miles away from California to Texas to go live with him because he said he wanted to have a child with me. And then because it didn't work out, because some girl, his ex-girlfriend said that he was, that she was pregnant. So I just didn't know it was the right time I came back. Yeah.
Doesn't sound like too healthy a relationship. I mean, I don't know.
No, I mean, you can... You can have a connection with a human being, and it can go deep, Marissa. It can even become past lives, and then it morphs into this one. It sounds like this guy is indecisive about what he wants to do, so he wobbles back and forth. You know, he makes a connection to you, and then he disengages. So he kind of goes AWOL.
Cat and mouse, AWOL, exactly.
Yeah.
They're in the military.
Yeah, he goes AWOL. You know, one day he's gung-ho, and the next day he doesn't want to be in the service.
Right.
And how do you
establish
it? Probably for you, the best thing for you would be to disengage and quit the drama, because it's driving you crazy. And he's not ready for the relationship. He's pulling on your heartstrings. And your history, your emotions, and he's dangling you according to how he feels at any given moment, and that's not healthy for you. Cut off the thought that he's a twin flame.
She's asking. What were you asking? What were you asking?
Oh, I was just. Is he a bad guy? You know, if he does that, is he like really just playing with my mind? Is he intentionally doing it? You know?
I mean, whether it's intentional or not intentional, it doesn't really matter because he's doing it.
Exactly.
And he may be, you know, he may have his own psychological problems that can't, you know, that prevents him from committing to a woman or maybe wants intimacy and then doesn't. But I mean, you're even saying that he wanted to have a baby with you, and then you moved for him, and then someone else was pregnant with his child.
Yeah.
You? That's like, I mean, it's very deceptive.
The girl was playing around with him, and she ended up not being pregnant, but still, you know, he's a player, you know, he has a lot of girls, you know,
yeah, I mean,
both black folks and so.
You're not of a high moral standard if he's, has several women that he's sleeping with and lying to. I mean, if he wants to sleep with several women and he's being honest about his his, you know, his affairs, then that's his prerogative. But I mean, when he starts being, when someone starts being deceptive, that's, you know.
Yeah. You know, it doesn't matter if he's playing with you or he's not playing with you. He's not healthy. And swept up into his dynamic. And now you're caught there and you're trying to make sense of it and get stability. And you're asking it, can a raging river be calm? Can I sit in a raging river? Can I go to a war-torn place and open up a lemonade stand? You can't,
right.
You're not going to find peace and stability in this turmoil. He's turmoil.
True that.
And I don't know why he thrives on it, but he does. And he's putting out a lot of energy in his sexual ego to hurt a lot of people. And why do you want to get out of that? It's not a good mission.
And, you know, when you talk about the twin flame connection, and I mean, what you were perceiving to be perhaps a twin flame connection, the problem is there are so many misconceptions about a twin flame connection, but I mean, we call it twin soul, not twin flame, but
go ahead. I knew him. Right when I saw him, I felt like I knew him, and it didn't matter like what his history was. I was willing to wait for him when he was like ready to like, you know, be with me. But that's how I felt.
Marissa, the thing is, that's all good, but now he's ruining the energy of what could have been great. So he's failed.
Right.
You know,
right, and when we talk,
you got to move on.
As I was saying, when we're talking about a twin soul connection, that's two people who are united within the seventh chakra together, doing spiritual work. And so, you know, a lot of people say, oh well, you know, it's this chase. If it's your twin soul, then you know, one's the runner and one's the chaser, and blah 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 blah. That's all. It's not accurate at all. It's not accurate at all. And so, I mean, you know.
Twin souls work together. They're in perfect union. They love each other.
They're on the same energy field. It's not that they're opposites. A lot of people think twins are opposites. No, they're supposed to be in the same vibration.
You recognize a soul connection.
Which is, you can see with the codes.
You recognize that.
Past life.
But that's not twin. That's not twins.
I see. I was seeing it the wrong way. Yeah, looking at it the wrong way.
It's okay, because there's so much out there that is inaccurate, and so it's confusing because people get these different ideas about what twin soul relationships really encompass. But as far as another relationship, oh no problem. But for, as far as another relationship, you know, gosh, how old are you?
I'm 40.
40 years old. So
yeah,
you're going to be
had a
going.
You're still in the military.
I haven't had a child. No, I'm out of the military. Yes, I just served 3 years as a cook.
Oh, Marissa, move on. What?
She's
it doesn't.
10 years.
It doesn't matter. You know, if you dwell on your connections, which we acknowledge, it doesn't matter if the end result is you're getting hurt. And it's not working. Why stay in it? I mean, be healthy. Come on, and move forward.
She's 10 years beyond her karmic number of 30. 30 years old. So I mean, she's in the middle of a cycle of three.
You know?
She's her 14th cycle at the age of 42. So maybe a relationship by then. But you need to be putting your energy into men that are going to be.
And that doesn't
you.
Mean that he's not going to come back with, you know, and say, oh, but baby, I'm sorry, and forget it. Just, you know, don't get swept back into that river. Just, you'll find somebody else.
Yeah, I mean, I thought I was going to start a new year, and then he ends up, you know, calling me on New Year's, you know, text messaging me on New Year's, and that's why I'm like, why do you do this, you know? You know, that's not a friend kind of thing to do, you know, and that's, but like you said, he has some ego trips, you know.
If you extract yourself from him, his whatever he does is not going to impact you at all.
Yeah.
You know, so it's just about detaching.
You got to be stronger. Find your own inner strength and find somebody else if that's your desire to be with somebody, and move on. Get rid of this.
Okay. Well, thank you guys for your input. You guys have a great New Year.
You too. Happy New Year.
God bless.
But Marissa can join us on Facebook, Neil and Kristen Baker, Neil Baker Psychic, and on Twitter, Neil and Kristen Baker. Those accounts are linked on our Blog Talk Radio homepage. Okay, 718, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I was calling for a reading.
Okay, what's your name?
Aaliyah.
How do you spell it?
A-A-L-I-Y-A-H.
Oh.
I'm hearing the spirit of Marvin Gaye. Do you hear her music in the background? Yeah, you might want to turn that down.
It's an interesting spelling.
Wait, A-A-L-Y, I didn't even get it.
A-A-L-A-Y-A-H.
A-A-L-I-Y-A-H.
That's what I had.
I-Y-A-H.
That's the standard spelling of that name. Oh, okay, so what is your birth date now that we've got the spelling ironed out? Aaliyah, are you there?
Huh?
What's your birth date?
April 10th, 1986.
4/10/86. Okay, what is your question, please?
Do you do general readings or do I have to ask a question?
Sure. You just want a general reading?
Yeah.
All right. So we're gonna do a little arithmetic here. Yeah, she's a 29/11 too, but she's how old is she? 32?
22.
What is wrong with me? 14 and 18?
No, she's not 22. She's born 86.
Yeah. Did we get your birthday wrong?
1996.
32. Oh, 1996. Sorry.
Yes.
Okay.
I thought I heard 86 too. So you're born in 1996. You're 22 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the doubling of her 11.
The change.
Yeah. So, I mean, maybe. What any changes going on in your life right now, Aaliyah?
Not really. I feel a little different. I feel like I'm changing mentally.
Nothing with a job or a move?
No. I'm looking for a job now.
You're looking for a job.
You're looking for a job. Well, you're probably going to get a job by February.
That's a change.
You should get a job by February.
I put in for an apartment, and they sent me a letter to be on the waiting list.
Well, that's a move. So that's a move and a job. That's a move and a job. So you're looking for a job, and you're on a waiting list for an apartment, so you're trying to move.
Yeah.
And what kind of work do you like to do?
I had experience on being an usher, so that's good. Bartending is good for me, too. It's new.
You mean like an usher at a convention center or a theater?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Okay, so you want to be...
experience on that, too.
Yeah, so that means that you're an usher, like, at a big event, and you're directing people to their seats, and you're...
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Okay, so we see that there's going to probably be a job. You'll move to that apartment. You'll be doing ushering work. And what state do you live in?
New York.
New York. So is there a particular place where you're trying to be an usher? Is there a convention center or a big theater? Is there something?
I filled out for, a lot of different places. The AMC, I filled out for Times Square. I filled out for, how?
Okay, yeah, you're probably going to get work. It's probably in February or by February. And the other thing is that this year you should be getting into a relationship, or very soon, maybe in 6 months. Maybe you'll meet somebody at the theater. I don't know. But a relationship is coming up. When was the last? Are you eager to be in a relationship?
I was eager, but I'm really more focused on myself. I've been trying to get into school.
Well, what do you want to do in school?
I was going to school for culinary arts, and it's Job Corps. It's not really college or anything.
The culinary arts?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is great. No, all of that is pertinent to where you want a general reading. You're going through a change right now. So you may be getting a temporary job at the theater, like the AMC Theater, doing ushering. That's a plus. Moving into apartment, yes, we predict that's going to happen. And culinary schooling in the Peace Corps or the Job Corps.
The Job Corps. Well, the
Job
Corps.
Yeah.
When I don't know why the culinary arts and the Peace Corps really go together. But
well, anyways, in the Job Corps, yeah, this is all very positive.
I have a question, though. She wants to be an usher, but I'm just wondering if – where do you live, first of all? What area code is there?
Brooklyn.
Oh, I stepped away for a second, so that's why I did not hear that. But an usher, I mean, wouldn't, since you're interested in cooking, wouldn't be maybe more, make more sense to work in a kitchen or get some experience?
She wants to go to school for that.
Right.
She wants to get a job. She's working. She wants to be an usher.
I know, I heard that.
To make money and then go into school and pursue her career.
But it's two things. Job Corps, you go to school for like 2 days. Trading for me that I wanted to go to school for was culinary arts, and the other one was like security. So it's just. But
what
it's
kind of food? Food do you want to? Are you looking to do fine dining, or you have a specific?
I don't know. I feel like I wanted to do it because it's a good experience to learn how to cook.
Yeah.
I mean, but you can learn on the job too, and then I mean, you have both going, the culinary arts training plus, but I mean.
Are you under 5'7"?
I'm 5'8".
5'8". Oh, you know, I was going to say 5'8". I was going to say, you're kind of tall. I was going to say 5'8". Because when you said security guard, now, what we didn't say at first, but when you said it, I could see you as a security guard, and you look to be about 5'7", or thereabouts.
Well, thereabouts, it's 5'8".
And that's close to where it is. So you're coming up with some choices, I think, all of which can work if you apply yourself. So in other words, if you want to be a security guard and you apply yourself towards that, we predict that's going to happen. If you want to go into culinary arts and maybe get some experience cooking and maybe work somewhere, we see that happening. In other words, the door to your changing right now, you're feeling a change coming. Well, that's a real door. We're perceiving that that's real and that you right now have the opportunity to make choices. Security guard's a great job. You could do something like that, or you can go into culinary arts. Do you want to be a security guard with a weapon or just without a weapon?
Yeah, it could be without or with. It doesn't matter.
Well, you could. Those are always needed. I mean, security guard can be a little dangerous and a little tiresome, but they're still, you patrol the area. You could do it at a hospital. I mean, there's all kinds of things you could do that could be kind of exciting and entertaining for you and worthwhile. You could be a security guard in an amusement park. You could be you have different options, just as you would in the culinary arts. If you're going into culinary arts and you really need extensive training in the Job Corps, you have to make a commitment and you have to go to classes. If you're going to be a security guard, it's not as difficult unless you're applying for a weapon. So either one is, and if you're right now focusing on yourself, this is great. You're going through a change right now.
She's probably going to, I mean, unless she becomes, you know, a head chef or something like that, even then it's difficult. But security guards are probably going to be more lucrative. I mean, kitchens, it's hard to make money in the kitchen.
Yeah, I mean, if
even with a culinary arts degree, people say they go to culinary arts school and they're like, oh, why did I pay for
this? It can be difficult.
Because I'm making $12 an hour.
You have to work your way up, and then you're stationed in the lowly, you know, you're doing like the fried foods, or you're
even
preparing the salads.
A line cook or a sous chef doesn't make a great money. I mean, it's hard, and there's a great disparity between the front of the house and the back of the house, because, you know, they're all making tips and the people in the kitchen really don't
You can pursue that in school, but if you want my opinion, I see you more as a security guard.
Yeah, that sounds good,
too. Kristen sees that, too. So
yeah, I mean,
that's where we see it first. So, you know, and you'll make a nice income. It's modest, but you might like that more.
You could work as a security guard and go to culinary school too, and then you have that, you know, to fall back on. What kind of training do you need to become a security guard? Is there a big training process?
You would need just a license. Just security
okay.
License.
You know, you could, why don't you follow us and we'll get to know you a little bit more through. Your, what do you call it, Facebook?
Mm-hmm.
Facebook?
Mm-hmm.
You can do that as an option if you want to follow us, and we'll get to know you a little bit more and put out energy for you.
We do it every
you've
day.
Never called our show, mm-hmm. So that's an option for you if you want.
Oh, okay.
I mean, there's nothing to it. You just, what do you do? It's just
she can
up.
Follow us or send us a friend request. I don't know if she's on there. You probably are. Everybody's on Facebook. But, we work with our callers,
yeah.
Clients. Are there energy fields? And, you know, that's one of the tools we use because we can see people. So you can just send us an email. Let us know
who
you
are. Are you living
at
home right
now? If Aaliyah isn't your real name, you could let us know who you are. There are a lot of people that we're friends with, and I didn't even know they were our friends until they informed me that, or informed us, I should say, that, you know, they were using a pseudonym or whatever. So we're not always aware until someone lets us know what profile they're attached to. So.
Are you living at home right now?
Yeah.
What do your parents do?
My mother is a police dispatcher.
You live with your mom, not your dad?
No, my mom.
Yes, yeah, I said mom. I know.
And police dispatcher.
I said parents, but then I said mom, and she's a police dispatcher. So she's kind of in the it's law enforcement. Have you considered being a police officer instead of a security guard?
No, not really.
Don't want to do it. Okay.
No. Well, we think, you know, psychically, we think security guard is going to be your best, your most advantageous position, and maybe you could. I don't know how long it takes to go through training. If it's probably brief. I mean, if you're basically starting off just to get your feet wet as a security guard, you probably need very little training. They give you a uniform, and you start to learn it. But if I were you, I would try to be a security guard, not like at a little market or a dollar store where you just stand at the door. Do it like at a hospital or a large facility where you get to make rounds and there's more variety, you know?
Yeah.
There's more challenges for you than just standing at a door. A lot of people who just stand at doors, they're retired cops or something. Or you could be a security guard on movie sets. I mean, there's all different things.
I guess New York has movie sets.
Yeah, location shooting. But I think your best bet, would you like to be a security guard like at a hospital, a large facility that you patrol?
Yeah, that would be fun.
Yeah, that's what I think. Try that one. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, keep us posted. Connect with us on Facebook, Aaliyah, and call the show again. Let us know what you decide.
I just wanted to ask, do you see any family problems?
Family problems? Are you talking about problems in your family that you're living with right now, or extended family?
Yeah.
Living with. Do you have a brother?
Yeah.
Does he ever get into trouble?
Sometimes.
Well, maybe does your brother, is he wild? Does he drive a motorcycle? Is he a fast driver?
No, he doesn't drive.
What's his birth date?
It's April 16th.
And what year is he born? Is he younger?
1994.
So he's
2 years older.
Older than you. Okay. 2 years older, which
well,
is her master number.
Is there a problem between your, are your parents divorced?
Anyone? Yeah, they're not together.
They're not together. Does your dad have any kind of problem, like drinking problem or anything?
No.
No? The only thing that I see when you say family problem, I see something going on with your brother. I don't know what it is yet. What's the biggest problem he's ever gotten himself into, your brother?
The biggest problem would be probation.
So he's been in criminal trouble?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
what,
well,
for
then...
what? What did he do?
I'm not sure. I didn't really like keep up with it.
You know, well,
but I know
it was
something with like drugs and stuff. So.
No.
Yeah, you know, I was going to say. That's where I was leaning to too. I think if you're asking the question, is there going to be any trouble with your family? Probably not with you, but with your brother, there might be some more trouble. And you don't really, you're not really that close to him, but that might be where there's trouble. Or do you have another concern about your family you want to share?
Well, me and my brother, like, we get into it a lot.
So you fight with the brother, so that's what Neil was suggesting,
yeah,
that there's a problem with the brother. Your fight with the brother, what about your mother? How does she fit into the mix of this family discord?
She don't, like, really...
gets involved.
Yeah.
Yeah, she tries to stay out of it. Your best bet is to not interact with your brother so much. If you can avoid, if you can create some healthy boundaries with your brother and not get into it with him and fight with him, you're going to be better off. You're going to avoid a lot of problems. You need to focus on being a security guard and focus on that. And as far as your brother's concerned, just keep healthy boundaries, because I think that if you're going to have any problem, it's going to be with him.
I was thinking he was younger because he doesn't drive, but I guess in Brooklyn you don't need a car.
Well, maybe,
yeah,
he got lost his license.
Well,
drugs.
You,
he's on probation.
Well,
he was probably holding.
Yeah, but then you don't need to. You take the subway, right? Don't you have subway in
yeah,
Brooklyn? Don't you?
Mhm.
Yeah, people don't need to drive. It's different.
Well, is it
here.
Easy for you to stay away from your brother? Is it easy or hard?
It's easy to walk past, but it's hard because he comes around.
Yeah. Well, that's where your problem is.
Like,
well,
he blames me for, like, everything.
Oh.
So, yeah. And he always, like,
yeah,
talks bad.
He what?
He talks bad about me.
He talks bad about you, yeah. Don't,
well,
not a healthy relationship, obviously,
yeah,
but and they've got
like
an 11
nice
between
person.
Them.
The, well, we'll put out some protection. I mean, what can we do? We'll put out protection. We can tell you to keep your boundaries. If it's hard to not interact with him,
and he has an 11 in his,
maybe he'll move away or something. I don't know.
What does 11 mean?
Well, 11 can bring problems. It can be problematic. And
usually relationship problems.
Yeah, relationship problems. I mean, you know, first chakra has to do with family. You guys, you know, are obviously brother and sister. You have problems together. You're a 29-11 too. And he's a 34-7. But he has a 1 in his day and you have a 1 in your day. And his...
He's a 33-6.
Oh, did I add that up wrong?
Wait,
4-16-94.
No. He's 16, you're right.
And his month and day comes to an 11.
Yeah.
So
You know, he's got
challenging.
You have a history in your family where there's a lot of family strife and a lot of family arguing, and your brother has a strong kind of male energy, so he gets into it and he gets physical and verbally abusive. The dark side may come from the father. The father may have been a mean or arguing or a little bit abusive. That's where the problem.
My father is in April too.
Yeah.
What's his birthday, real quick?
April 17th.
Wow.
What year?
I'm not sure the year, but I know he's around in his 30s. No,
was
he's in his 40s.
Was your father mean to you, or was he not involved, or?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, a lot of the problems, your father created a lot of the hostility in the family atmosphere. And there was
the
no
son
healthy.
Is suffering.
Yeah. It comes from that.
The son of suffering?
Well, your brother probably is
got
impacted in a different way than you are, and he's acting out because of,
the way
whatever
he was brought up by his
anger
father.
The father had. So you're not mean, but your brother is. And so he's probably reacting to the upbringing.
Yeah, that makes
sense. You could join a support. Well, you don't have time for that. But the thing is, focus on your security guard job, getting into an apartment, being independent. That's going to be your healthiest choice. And
mm-hmm.
then everything else, and try to, be strong in your own self. Because if you stay wrapped up with your brother's still affected by the way he was brought up, and he's not ready to make any changes. So what you need to do is sort of separate yourself so you live independently and you have a job and you start to find your own inner power.
Okay. Aaliyah, we have to move on to our next caller, but we hope you join us on Facebook and that, call us back and let us know how things are going.
Okay. Thank you for the information. Really, I appreciated it.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Good luck. I'm glad we could help. Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Okay, 509 area code.
Hi. My name is Erica. Yeah.
Hi, Erica. Hi.
Yes. Hi, good morning. I'm pretty good. I also wanted to speak about career. I ended up getting that job that I had called about for juveniles.
Uh-huh.
And I really, really like it. So I just wanted to know, how you guys see things going.
So, Erica,
you're
born in December, aren't you? Am I right?
Yes, December 4, 1993.
4, 1993, and she's a 29/11, too, like the last caller. Okay. 6, 7, 17. Yeah. So, my pencil keeps breaking. Goodness. Okay. Go ahead.
What
Erica.
Do you want to know about your job? How it's going?
How you think it's gonna go for the rest of the year? I think I'm always learning every day. And
what do you do there? What do you do there, Erica? What's your job?
I'm a correctional officer. I pretty much babysit kids, really.
for under 17? You mean under 17?
Yes.
How old are you?
I'm 25.
Well, you're learning, and you're learning how to interact with these kids and talk to them and give them tools to work with. And you're basically babysitting, but that doesn't mean that you can't. Are they men, boys and girls? Or?
Yes.
Depends. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. It just depends. Where you're placed. Every day it can be guys, it can be girls.
Well, you know, if I were you, I would befriend a lot of the girls that are lonely. They have really poor self-image. For one, to a bond with you, and you try to befriend her and teach her how to be strong. That would be good practice for you. If you want to go on and get your psychology degree, you're basically a kind of a behavioral specialist right now. You're in a correctional office, but there are other facilities. There's other ways for you to expand this. So you're just not babysitting, but you're interacting more. You have a nice voice. You probably would be very good in giving counseling. And so you might want to look into counseling as you grow older and pursue that area of it.
Well, she has a law. Are you getting your law degree or something like that?
I got my political science criminal justice BA.
But you're not getting a degree, a further degree, or planning on getting a further degree?
I want to. My actual law degree, like law student.
Right.
We'll see. As a attorney.
Go ahead.
Today the kids have volunteers, and I actually had that idea like over the holidays. I was like, oh, I feel like these kids need a panel of people, you know, who have been here, who have been in gangs, you know, and success stories, not only success stories, but also stories to where, you know, if you don't change your path here, this is where I'm at. Three kids, unemployed.
Then we're connecting to something that you've already been thinking of. And I see you going into the counseling position. I don't know. I mean, you might go into law, but you know, a lawyer can be a counselor too in some respects.
They're called counsel. They are called counsel.
So that's where we see it going. But if you want to take advantage right now of developing something where there's more of an interaction and conference between kids and getting good examples and having something done, except, you know, aside from just babysitting, activate that.
Plus, that's going to be really good for your status. Your superiors are going to, you know, maybe promote you because of getting more involved rather than just doing your job. I mean, I'm sure you're doing more already than just doing your job, but if you're making changes that are positive for the kids and, you know, going beyond your responsibilities, then, you know, your basic responsibilities, then that's going to be good for your growth.
Yeah, talk about that panel idea.
Well, what was shocking is that I went to work that day. This was, I think, Wednesday. And I actually came in, and there was a panel of people, and basically talking to the kids exactly what I wanted. You have attorneys, you have, you know, people who did 10 years in county jail. You have all kinds of people. I'm like, I was shocked, you know, have legal assistants. And they really, like, I felt like I had to sit there. They really do want to help these kids. And I'm just, like, so proud of them. Like, you know.
Ask if you could, you know, be part of the panel or if there's something you can be active in. I'm sure you might be able to bring something to that and get some experience and perspective on it. So that's what I think is going to be your best route right now.
But we're really happy you got the job.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. I feel really blessed, and I'm very grateful that this opportunity came up. And
good.
I'm glad I left the previous job because they were unfair, and then that's how this came up. So everything works out, I guess.
Yeah.
It can, yeah. And make it happen. Be a little bit more proactive in getting involved in discussing options for kids.
Sure.
I also brought up the idea that we should have fire drills, like, just to practice. And they're like, wow, we haven't had some in years. I think you'll see one coming up soon. Yeah.
That's one thing.
Yeah, so you're slowly implementing ideas, and that is about being proactive, and so all that's very good. Keep that up, Erica, because that's possibly the some of the first steps you're walking through in terms of getting to the ultimate goal of being either a lawyer or a counsel lawyer or even a counselor, something along that line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and these meetings also helped me because I wasn't expecting to meet attorneys that want to help kids, and at the same time, I could like gain experience from her, you know, like how her law school experience was, and
yeah.
Just gaining knowledge.
You're on the right path. It's showing you're on the right path, and you're in the right, you're in the space where maybe your destiny lies. So. All you got to do is now be a little bit more proactive there.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you for the insight.
Okay.
Have a good day. Bye.
You too. Erica can follow us on Facebook. She should. And on Twitter and here on Blog Talk Radio. Unfortunately, we didn't get to our topic today, so we're going to have to do that on Wednesday when we are back on the air at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. Hope you have a great weekend, everyone. Bye-bye.